Hello. Hi, beautiful friend. We're starting off with a little Lyle Lovett today. If I had a boat. I've never really listened to the lyrics. All right, I guess I got captivated listening to him sing, but I'm going to pause it here. If I had a boat. So a lot of times I just turn on the recorder and I don't really know where I'm headed, but this past week, there has been a huge boat theme in my life, and I just really wanted to talk to you about it because it's been fascinating to me, and I'll tell you where it started and where it ended and maybe the few of the in-betweens. But so last weekend, my beau, Ian, and I had decided we were going to rent a boat on Lake Chabot, which is in the East Bay. And when we got there, they don't take reservations, so it's just first come, first serve. When we got there, all the boats were out, and they didn't know for sure if there would even be any boats to rent. So they said, well, we'll put your name on a waiting list, and we'll call you if a boat comes if a boat comes in. So we're like, okay, and we went, and we just decided to hang out in the sun on a pier and look at the water and watch the boats, and it was lovely. It was a beautiful day, and we really enjoyed sort of simply being outside, to the point where after about an hour or maybe an hour and a half, we started saying, well, you know, if they call us, do we even want to take a boat? Do we need to take a boat, right? It's so nice out. We're having a nice time. We're sitting out here. Do we need to spend the money to get on a boat? And do we want to do that or just, you know, turn them down if they call us? It was something we started to talk about. And the interesting thing is, and this is the first piece that I really want to say, both to underscore it for myself, but to share, is that the way that then the mind can jump in, like, so what happened is it sort of pretty quickly jumped in with like, oh, it's so much trouble and it costs, it's a certain amount of money to take a boat and, you know, Is it worth it? It sort of becomes the first thing. And then very slowly that devolves into, you know, not quite what's the point, but almost like that, which it's interesting because I'll tell you what ended up happening is that at some point I remembered that Ian and I have often said to each other, you know, almost any time there's a conversation about should we do this thing or not, and we choose to do it, we're always like super happy that we did. So, you know, whatever that unusual thing or the event or whatever it is, you know, it might be that one of us is like, oh, I don't know. I don't really, do we want to go there? It's such a long drive or whatever. But that at some point I just remembered and I said to him, you know, it seems to me that whenever this has happened and we've done the thing, we're always really happy. So maybe if they call us, we'll just get on the boat. And they did. And there was a boat. And so the funny thing about it is that within 30 seconds of hopping in the boat and, you know, sort of puttering away, I was just like, oh my goodness. Being on the boat is so much better than not being on the boat. Like, and I was kind of being funny, but it was also true. Like, it was exhilarating and it was different and it was fun. And it was all the reasons that we had initially ever set out to rent a boat on a Saturday afternoon. And so that became like the first thing was just this, it's so much better to be on a boat. And we were just laughing about that. And then it was funny and fun and affirming that Ian had brought some music. And the first thing he just turned on randomly happened to be a song that had the word boat in it. So we were laughing about that. And then afterwards, we went to a sushi restaurant, and it was like a sushi boat restaurant, right, where you sit at the bar and the little sushi boats come around. And then we randomly were watching a short film from some award, short film awards things, and that took place on a boat, right? So it all became like this funny little boat theme. Well, then I don't remember exactly what happened, but I was telling my friend, I was telling my friend Trish about the, on Lake Merritt in Oakland, there are gondolas that you can rent. And I was saying to her that Ian had surprised me at one point. You know, I thought we were just going to go walk around the lake, and he had arranged for a gondola ride. And I started telling her about this sort of along the lines of how, again, like just how exhilarating it can be to do things that are out of the ordinary. And so all along for me, I'm kind of thinking like, oh, this is this boat theme for me this week. It has to do with stepping out of our comfort zones. It has to do with pushing past that part of our minds that is sort of like, oh, you know, it's just so much easier. Kind of like it's so much easier to wear yoga pants than to get dressed up kind of mentality. There's just this hump to get over in order to step into a different kind of place, right? And so all along, that was sort of what I was thinking, like, oh, this whole idea of get on the boat is really about, you know, step it up a little, create an extraordinary moment, go that extra yard or mile in order to make a day extraordinary, really create some magic, right? Like, all along, I was kind of like, oh, that's a lot of what I'm interested in. That's a lot of what I like to talk about. That's a lot of what I like to push through on my own, just like Ian and I had to do, right? It was like getting past that moment of, well, it's easier not to rent a boat than it is to rent a boat. However, and this is the thing that I really also wanted to share with you. So it's like there's all of that other stuff, which is very true. And then, so I was sending my friend Trish, there's a book called Go Dog Go that I love. It's a children's book. And I love the illustrations. I remember it from my own childhood. But there's a particular illustration, which I'm sure I will share with you because it just delights me to no end, of these dogs in a boat. And so I was sending it to my friend Trish as a reminder to her because she had wanted to create a little bit of a magical moment for her boyfriend. And so the expression, you know, get on the boat, it's better on the boat, became a little bit of a metaphor for that. And so I was sending her, I thought, well, I'll send her that little picture from To Go Dog Go, and that'll be, you know, remind her and me again, right? Because I always need to be reminded too that the importance of that. And in the midst of taking the photo of these dogs on the boat, I suddenly heard the expression, missed the boat. And the interesting thing about that for me is, you know how we all have sort of our own karma or, you know, quote unquote issues or baggage or I don't know, you know, whatever name you want to give it. That's sort of like recurring things that challenges we have or things that we go up against. And so one of them for me is this idea of missed the boat that comes around, you know, used to come around quite frequently. I've worked with a lot, but obviously it's wanted to be come up again because that expression came to me, missed the boat. And I have a whole playlist of recordings that I've made for myself that have to do with missing the boat and how I work with myself, sort of coach myself through that feeling of I'm too old or I'm not this or I should have done that, you know, all of that kind of thing. I am here with you and I'm talking to you, but as I'm talking to you, see, it's happening again, which is this, oh my gosh, this is what's so important about giving ourselves space to follow thoughts. Because now as I'm talking to you, I realize there's a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye that's called Missing the Boat. So I got a little bit distracted because I wanted to thought, well, maybe I'll read that to you because it fits with the second half of what I'm talking to you about. It seemed magical to me that all week long, this idea about the boat and, you know, getting on the boat and making that little bit of a leap that it takes, you know, emotionally, mentally, whatever, to, you know, and again, being on the boat being a metaphor for something that might bring us to life a little bit more, something that might be a little bit more magical, or something that might feel just out of the ordinary, something that might feel like a gift to someone else of an experience or a gift to ourselves. Getting on the boat being stepping out of our comfort zone. So now all of a sudden, Missing the Boat is on my mind after it just dropped in last night when I was sending Trish that. And I started thinking that the two are linked in a certain way, that it's possible, you know, and not across the board, but it is possible that in some cases, and maybe many cases in my life, that I may have seen certain situations as missing the boat because I didn't get on the boat for whatever reasons. Maybe I didn't feel worthy, or I didn't feel capable. I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel strong enough. I didn't feel something enough, you know, fill in the blank. And so I let something pass by for fear of not being blank enough, right? And all of this, like, suddenly for me, and I don't know, you know, I'm hoping that as you're listening, that maybe some or all of this is resonating for you, that you're thinking of your own relationship to either, you know, grabbing that boat and jumping on, or regretting missing a boat. And of course, it's not that black and white, right? It never is. There's all sorts of other things. But so in the course of doing all this, you were there for it, I remembered a poem by one of my favorite poets, Naomi Shihab Nye. And I haven't read it in a long time, so I'm just going to read it to you and to myself for the first time because we're live here. And we'll see what pops up. It's called Missing the Boat by Naomi Shihab Nye. It is not so much that the boat passed and you failed to notice it. It is more like the boat stopping directly outside your bedroom window, the captain blowing the signal horn, the band playing a rousing march. The boat shouted, waving bright flags, its silver hull blinding in the sunlight. But you had this idea you were going by train. You kept checking the timetable, digging for tracks. And the boat got tired of you, so tired it pulled up the anchor and raised the ramp. The boat bobbed into the distance, shrinking like a toy. At which point, you probably realized you had always loved the sea. Ah, oh my goodness, I'd forgotten all about this poem. And it was so beautiful. You know, I don't know what jumped out at you from this, but again, for me, this is interesting because this takes it to yet another place, which is how life will sometimes do everything it can to get us, quote unquote, on board with something, right? Like that something or someone, some opportunity is just like right out there, like this boat in her poem, you know, blowing the horn and there's a band playing a march, but that we think there's something else. And actually, in the telling this to you, I do think this was also a big thing that many of you know this about me. You know, as a younger person, I think I often, it felt as if there was this life that I should, and I'm putting that in quotes, that I should live, that didn't always match what my heart or soul or spirit wanted. And it caused so much distress because I would do what I, you know, maybe what I thought was the quote unquote, again, you know, right thing, which may have been, you know, it may have been like in this case, like checking the timetable for the train, and all the while the boat is just there waiting. So I don't know. I'm not going to go on much longer because it's been 15 minutes, but I'm hoping that there's something in this for you, right? Like that's always, of course, my hope is that these themes that seem to arise or these, like in this case, it feels like this metaphor of the boat has been with me all week long. And thanks to you, right? Like this is also what I love. Conversation enables us to see more or for life to drop in more. If I hadn't been making this recording, maybe that wouldn't have dropped in, right, about that poem. Let's go back to Lyle Lovett for a minute and just see what he's singing about.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride on my boat. And we could all go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat.
I love that. I love that image of him on his pony on the boat. And I also love the whole, like, I could go off on a whole thing about this because my wonderful coaching group knows this. We sort of have this metaphor that our coaching group feels like a life raft or a light raft that we're all on. And so when Lyle Lovett said that about, well, you know, we can all go on the ocean, that kind of reminded me of that too, you know, which is a whole nother recording for another day. But I really appreciate you listening, being here. I'm going to invite you, as I always do, to, you know, send me an email. Let me know, did something drop in for you, whether it had to do with the metaphor of, wow, I'm so glad I got on that boat, or missing the boat, or life rafts, or anything along those lines. I would love to hear it. And I think, as always, with everything we do, to use these kinds of metaphors or imagery or poetry or whatever drops in to help guide us to understanding ourselves a little more so that, you know, I think just in the way that obviously I had to see it a lot of times before I knew enough to say, hey, I know myself well enough to know that, you know, getting myself to that festival or getting myself to that costume party or getting myself on that boat is really going to make me happy, even though my monkey mind is telling me it's too much trouble. Like it took a lot of looking and being mindful to see that pattern. And I think that's what these kinds of things do. They help us see things that become helpful for us in some ways. So anyway, happy Sunday to you. Thank you for being here. And here's to the pony on the boat. Bye-bye.